Great, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for joining the talk. Welcome to my lightning talk. I want to talk today about performance optimization for voice over IP services. If you want to go out, please do it quietly. Thank you very much. quick to the agenda. Just one example, how to not achieve great performance. This is a real-life customer example. You probably will spot it immediately. What is the problem? Just some guidelines on to approach performance problems. A few areas where you might want to look. Some general examples for tools that you could use that are interesting to use. Of course, for 10 minutes, it's not possible to go to in-deep analysis of both performance topics, but nevertheless, I hope it will be useful for you. My name is Henning. I started some time ago a company. We provide services for real-time communication services, work mostly with Camaleo, do also a lot of other stuff, but as I said, mostly Camaleo. If you're interested in the new stuff that's going on for the upcoming release in Camaleo, please have a look to our website, camaleo.org. I didn't include it in this talk because it's not too much time. To the example, how to not achieve great performance. This is a real-life customer example. We were called to debug it during COVID. Of course, a lot of communications platform broke down during that time because of the increased demand. So the customer needed to make a routing decision in a SIP proxy in Camaleo. And what he did was basically use the exec module. Exec module is generally a bad idea. You can use this to execute code or scripts on the system. Uses this to start a Perl script. The Perl script was then using a database layer in the Perl to access a remote database. This database result would be reported back to Camaleo. Camaleo would pass it somehow into some JSON operations and process the message. And this, of course, it works if you don't have a large load, but as soon as you get a higher concurrent call ratio on the system, of course, this breaks down for obvious reasons, because for every call you start a Perl script. And this will not going to work, this will not going to scale. And if you have latency on the database, all these Perl script invocations will take a long time. Of course, it will completely break down. Generally, how to address performance problems. If you are an experienced operator, experienced sysadmin, this are probably no news for you. Nevertheless, of course, most performance issues are not that obvious as in this example. You should formulate a goal. Okay, how I want to achieve that many concurrent calls. I need to support that many register messages on the platform, that many devices. I want to have, 50,000, 100,000 concurrent connected user agent over TLS, whatever protocol you're using, WebRTC. And in the best case, of course, you have some statistics. We see some presentations about statistic projects from production load. Maybe you have incidents where the system broke down, or in the best case, of course, you have some performance test result. Generally speaking, if you have performance issues, we can cluster them in several performance-related areas, mostly related to machines, virtual machines. First side, you have on the first hand, you have CPU. Camaleo in particular is really performant. Normally, you don't have performance issues there. Asterix is another story, free switch as well. Normally, one frequent issue you might encounter is that if you have a too large overcommitment on your virtual infrastructure, just keep in mind a physical core is not a virtual core, of course. Sometimes you have issues with other services running on the system, configuration management, maybe some VoIP monitoring, whatever you're using also on the system, which causes a lot of CPU congestion. Maybe you should adapt the Camaleo worker configurations. If the defaults are usually fine, but nevertheless, sometimes you need to adapt it. Related to the memory, Camaleo, if you install it from the default installation, you should definitely should increase the memory pool. The defaults are not really meant for production use. If you have a database, of course, normal tuning guidelines apply here. You should give the database plenty of memory. Memory is cheap nowadays. If you have an HTTP API service, maybe written in some Java service, whatever, Java language, you should give them as well, of course, a lot of memory to perform correctly. In really special cases, it's also might be a good idea to look to the Kamali memory manager. Default, it uses a bit the memory manager, which is more suited for, which has some debugging support built in. There's another memory manager without this debugging support, but like 99% of all infrastructure and scenarios, you'd never use it. No, never need to change it, but in some cases, it might be beneficial to look into that. Most problems are usually related to IO performance. Of course, voice over IP, ZIP is the protocol, it's relays on DNS, as most of the protocols out there. If the DNS is slow, then also your server will be slow. Kamalio uses an internal DNS cache. If you use Asterisk, there is no cache, unfortunately, so you should use DNS mask or something similar, or keep some local DNS server in your data center, in your infrastructure. If you, for ZIP, for real-time communication, you need to write usually user registration. This is something you can, of course, optimize. You can cache it. For Asterisk, there's something called Qualify, which you use real-time infrastructure. This makes sense to tune, maybe to deactivate it, because it will basically scale with the number of your user, and the write load will be also scale as well. Logging, of course, you need to look to it. If you really need to log everything, maybe you can tune it to adapt to your scenario. It makes sense to restrict it, also with not only with Kamali, of course, with Asterisk or other services as well. If you have a lot of read operations, they can usually cache quite well on Kamali. There's a HTable module for Kamali you can use caching the data. You can also use something like read-only replication, Redis, memcache, whatever, to scale that. The same for a remote HTTP API requests. This is also something you can cache, of course. CDR writing, we just saw a talk about CG rates, a great project that offers these CDR capabilities. Kamalio can also write CDRs internally, but of course for highly loaded platforms, it might sense to move it to another process, to another system, to have some asynchronous process doing the CDRs and not to affect the server operation. And of course, as we just saw in the beginning, you should not fork processes if you rely on performance. What you could use for performance test, one thing which is still used a lot is the old classical ZP. There's PJWA, you can script it a lot with Python or other bindings. There are dedicated performance test frameworks, usually they're homegrown or closed source, unfortunately, but there's stuff you can pay or you can, of course, build by yourself. If you have a database, HTTP, which is actually the bottleneck, you can, of course, use custom tools to test the database, to test the HTTP API. Then for a start, of course, use the common tools to get an insight about the CPU, the IO, the network situation. Netstat can give you a lot of information if there's some pressure on the sockets for UDP, especially in particular. If you have tools like Humair, we see a talk later about that as well. VoIP Monitor, another tool. Of course, the classical Isinga, Grafana, whatever statistics you have in-house. Kamali offers also some benchmarks module, and you can also adapt the logging a lot to your requirements. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you very much. Just a quick pointer, we're doing Kamali World this year in presence again. I'm really happy about that. It will happen at the beginning of June in Berlin. Call for papers is open, so if you're interested in presenting something interesting there, go ahead. We are looking forward to your contributions there as well. Thank you very much.